Good morning, this is Jeremy Deed, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday the 4th of March 2013. We're into March last, great, we seem to be moving into spring. But let's have a look first of all at what happened in the global economy and markets in February before having a look at what the future holds. It's certainly a time of conflicting pressures and currents in the markets at the moment. That's leading to further volatility. Last week we had, on the one hand, Italian election results, or rather it was a non-result, and this was a real downer for the markets, as was also the increasing deadlock over the US budget. But on the other hand, we had both US and EU central bankers reassuring markets that the demise of quantitative easing was not imminent. Let's look first of all at the US, where sequestration kicked in on Friday, that's the 1st of March. Because there is no agreement on the US budget this year, this is an automatic imposition of a hard cap on government spending. Overall, estimates are that this could knock 0.6% off GDP this year through layoffs and other spending cuts. Normally the markets would have reacted really badly to this. The only reason they didn't was because of the Fed chair's testimony to Congress this week, in which he defended the Fed's buying stimulus and stated his intention of keeping monetary policy loose until employment drops significantly, and that is important. So I think we can see quantitative easing and loose monetary policy continuing for some time to come. And we're talking years, not months, I think. On the data front, we see a slow but steady momentum in the economy, even though 4Q12 GDP was flat. And housing data this month has been particularly encouraging. Moving across to Europe, the Italian election stalemate really did shake investors. It wasn't so much a gridlock result as the huge swing towards the anti-austerity parties that concerned. And it seems that a new government, if formed, will have very little credibility over fiscal responsibility. Once again, on the other hand, central bankers came to the rescue with ECB President Draghi going on record to say monetary stimulus will be continued, and that's not surprising given that Eurozone unemployment climbed to a record high and European data in general did very little to provide investors with any confidence of European recovery in growth in the near future. Across the Asia-Pacific region, Japan saw the nomination of a new team at the Bank of Japan. The nominees were as expected, and that reassured markets quite a bit. Indeed, Japan stocks rallied further as the yen continued to weaken. It's down over 7% against the US dollar already this year. However, economic data continues to highlight weak growth prospects both in China and Japan, with PMIs in both of these regions coming in around 50. That's the Purchasing Managers Index, where above 50 indicates growth and below 50 indicates contraction. Let's turn to some of the other indicators. Looking first of all at oil, and this may come as a surprise, but it has fallen in US dollar terms for much of this year over ongoing global and European growth concerns, though that's not reflected in UK oil prices. That's partly because of the currency effect. Bond yields in the reserve currency, the dollar, have also fallen, and that once again is worries about growth, which have taken the edge off the recent improvement in risk appetite that pushed the markets up so strongly in January. The dollar itself has gained for the same reason, the return of a more defensive approach, with the dollar being seen as a safe haven currency. Let's have a quick look at the markets themselves. They were generally up in February. Japan's up 4%. Although the Far East was little changed. Europe is up 0.5%. UK, as measured by the FTSE 250, was up 5%. US is up 1%. Oil is down 8% to $91, and gold down 6% at $1,574. So what's the bottom line? Well, central bankers came to the rescue again, promising stacks of cash in the face of serious problems with the US budget and European politics, neither of which I'd like to resolve soon. And forthcoming events this week, a lot of central bank meetings this week, plus a lot of global purchasing managers index data. That's it from me. Remember, the plan for life is authorized to provide financial advice and is regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorized and provides financial coaching and educational services. Nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of the action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. That's it from me. Have a very good week and speak to you.